And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 17th of July, 2015. It's the birthday of Earl Stanley Gardner, who created the character Perry Mason, the attorney. Earl Stanley Gardner, born in Malden, Massachusetts, 1889. He was a typist at a law firm. He learned legal terminology that way, and though he had no formal training, he passed the California bar exam, and he joined a law firm where he was very bored by legal practice itself, and he started writing crime stories for pulp magazines. His first Perry Mason novel was The Case of the Velvet Claws in 1933, which established Perry Mason's basic MO. He proved his client's innocence by implicating another character who soon confessed. It was on this day 60 years ago, 1955, the Disneyland theme park opened in Anaheim, California, and more than 1 million people came in the first 7 weeks. On this day in 1867, the first college of dentistry opened, Harvard Dental School, establishing dentistry as a branch of medicine. Until then, you learned dentistry by apprenticing yourself to a dentist. Some people still went to a barber or even a blacksmith to have a tooth pulled, and you might replace it with a tooth from a cadaver or dentures made of hard rubber. It's the birthday of the editor Ernest Percival Rhys, born in London, 1859, who developed a series of inexpensive works of classic literature, 1,000 titles in all, which he called Everyman's Library. It's the birthday of the Belgian astronomer Georges Lemaître, born in Charleroi, Belgium, 1894. He proposed the Big Bang theory, maintaining that the universe originated with a gigantic explosion of what he called a small superatom, and that the universe is constantly expanding. And it was on this day in 1936 the Spanish Civil War began, the right-wing nationalists trying to overthrow the government. It was the first major threat of fascism in Europe. Here's a poem for today by Patrick Hicks entitled The Strangers. After we picked you up at the Omaha airport, we clamped you into a new car seat and listened to you yowl beneath the streetlights of Nebraska. Our hotel suite was plump with toys, ready, we hoped, to soothe you into America. But for a solid hour, you watched the door, shrieking, Umma, the Korean word for mother. Once or twice, you glanced back at us, and in this nether world, where a door home had slammed shut forever, your terrified eyes paced between the past and the future. Umma, you screamed, Umma. But your foster mother, back in Seoul, never appeared. Your new mother and I lay on the bed, cooing your birth name, until at last you collapsed into our arms. In time, even terror must yield to sleep. A poem by Patrick Hicks, The Strangers, from Adoptable, published by Salmon Poetry and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.